Welcome to another episode, and welcome to the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. I'm your host, Jason Beck. On today's show, we're going to talk about John chapter 8, verses 1 through 10. This particular passage has to do with adultery, and we're going to learn a little bit and a woman that Jesus encountered. For some of you that may have never heard of it, but there are many of you, you know, Christians that have heard of this. If you have read the Gospels, then you have heard of this story. So, or you may have heard of this story in the Bible from a friend or a family member or a stranger or a preacher. But I would encourage all of you, you know, to open the Word. And for any of you that are atheist, you know, give God a chance. Open the Bible. Start with the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and ask Jesus to reveal himself to you. He doesn't want anyone to go to hell. He wants everyone to be in heaven. But there are qualifications that, you know, and things that we need to abide by, and rules that he has given to us. You know, it's just like when you're playing a football game or you're playing a basketball game, you have a coach. You have rules that you have to follow. In basketball, you can't run down and tackle someone like you can tackle someone in football. That'll get you in trouble. You can't karate chop someone in football in the head. That will get you a fine. That will get you in trouble. And a penalty as well, too. So, it's the same thing. You know, you have two teams. You have Team Jesus, and you got Team Satan. Team Satan is the things of this world, the sinful natures of the sinful natures of man and woman. And then you have Team Jesus, holiness, righteousness, forgiveness. You know, so much. Slow to anger. Yes, there is a wrathful side that God the Father has. You know, yes, there will be a time when it's too late. Either you're dead and you're standing in front of Jesus being judged, and you're either going to go to two places. You're going to go to heaven or hell. But let's go ahead and get into this particular chapter and verses. So, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law of Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. So what do you say?" This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away, one by one, beginning with the older ones, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. And Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No, Lord, no one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." You know, in the law of, you know, back then, you know, anyone that committed adultery was to be stoned to death. Adultery was a big thing. It still is. I mean, it's a sin. But Jesus, how he dealt with them as we see in the verses, how he dealt with them, he challenged each of them. Okay, who's free from sin? Okay, so whoever's free from sin can cast the first stone. Now, I want you to think of a time when maybe your fellow brother or, you know, a non-Christian that maybe doesn't know the gospel is in sin. So should you cast stones at them? Are you free from sin to cast stones at your fellow brothers and sisters? See, there's a way of going about of sharing the gospel, of sharing the message of Jesus Christ. Yes, we are to hate the sin, not to like the sin, to dislike it, but we are to love the person. We're not to support sin. We're not supposed to live in sin. Do we sin? Absolutely. We all are sinners. But that's why Jesus died on the cross for us. Not so we can continue to sin and continue to live in sin, so that we can come to repentance on a daily basis. It's not just about repentance once and then once saved, always saved. I'm sorry, but whoever told you that, that's a bunch of hogwash. Once saved, always saved. So you can just pray for forgiveness and then keep on sinning in your lifestyle and go back to your same lifestyle? No. Being a Christian is a marathon. It is 1 minute, 1 minute at a time, 1 day at a time, 1 hour at a time. It's committing your life to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and committing to His Word. Just like I said in the last devotional message / sermon about being a doer of the Word. Being a doer of the Word is just like when God tells you, thou shalt not commit adultery. He means it. That's a sin. So if two people divorce, and if it's not on the merit of like, there is a merit of divorce. If one spouse cheats on the other spouse or has an affair, then that's merit for they're allowed to divorce then. But if they just don't love each other anymore and decide to divorce, guess what? Whoever marries that person and whoever they marry is in adultery. But also, Jesus taught us that whoever looks upon a woman in lust in his mind has already lusted in his heart, has already committed adultery. So yes, you can sin in your heart, you can sin in your mind. And that calls for just as much repentance as anything else. If you have an impure thought, you need to ask for forgiveness. Let me tell you how Jesus fought temptation, because I know that's what you all are thinking. Well, Jason, how? I mean, if we're all sinners, how do we fight sin? How do we combat sin? When temptation rises, what do? We run to Jesus. But the most important thing that we, and this is one question I've always asked, you know, I've asked God, I've asked Jesus, I've asked the Holy Spirit, how do I stand against sin and temptation? And I get the same answer all the time. Memorize the Word. Memorize Scripture. Memorize the Word. Because when Jesus was in the desert, and Satan came calling to tempt him, Jesus used the Word every time. He used the Word of God to combat against the temptations of the enemy, the temptations of Satan. So when Satan and his minions and demons or fallen angels are trying to tempt you or trying to condemn you, use the Word of God. Memorize Scripture. I'm not saying memorize a whole book at a time. Remember a verse at a time. And eventually, as you keep memorizing verses, you're either going to eventually memorize the whole Bible, or you're going to memorize pretty much most of the Bible. You're going to be able to combat temptation. Let's just use a verse for example. If I encounter, if he's like, oh, you know, let's say there's a temptation that's coming to me like, oh, you don't have to read the word. All you got to do is just hear it, go to church one day a week. Well, a scripture that I can use to combat that is, James 1, verse 22. But be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. And then there's another verse in there that talks about how faith is dead without works. There's lots of other scriptures that can be used and memorized. But that's how you combat temptation in your life. From not committing adultery or not committing any other sins in your life. So we're going to go ahead and pray after this commercial, and I'll be right back after this. Are you trying to lose weight? Are you tired of being hungry all the time? Are you just fed up? You've tried diet after diet, or you try so many stuff, to try to help you curb your appetite. But thanks to my CTFO, you can go to beckhimp.myctfo. You can also, the website is be in the description box below, and a product called Chew Off. It will help, helps kind of curb you and suppress your appetite. Also helps aid in weight loss also. Now, it is recommended that I believe all nutritionists, even doctors will tell you, it just doesn't, nothing's a magic pill, but, with a good diet and exercise, along with having that extra boost to help you. But thanks to Chew Off, highly recommend it. Any commissions helps to go towards the podcast show. Also, do remember and don't forget that there is also, you can be protected against an EMP strike. In the event there is one, with EMP Shield, you can use coupon code JEB, get $50 off, or you can go to empshield.com/JEB and have the peace of mind of knowing that you're protected in the event there is an EMP strike, your car, you have a running car, or, your solar or your generator, or your house is protected, against a possible EMP strike, solar flare, lightning protection as well, also too, made in the USA. Welcome back to the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. I'm your host. Let's go out. What I'd like to do at this time, I'd like to go ahead and, pray for each and every one of you. And then I'll issue my challenge for the week. To challenge you in something that you can strive and a goal for you to do. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I want to pray for each and every one of you. I want to pray for anybody of you that are sick and not feeling well. Lord Jesus, I just ask that you reach out and touch them and heal them of anything that's going wrong. In the name of Jesus, I pray for healing for them. Any of you are struggling with financial or finances, the Lord says, tithe 10% and he'll bless you. And he has. He will. He's blessed me even if I haven't tithed because I can't afford it. But, I've noticed when you give, the Lord will bless you. Also, if anyone's an atheist or they're a backslidden, a lukewarm Christian, haven't been living the lifestyle pleasing to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you exactly how you can be born again or rededicate your life. It's all about repentance. It's not just about a sinner's prayer salvation. It's about declaring to the Lord and repenting of your sins, changing your mind, turning from that lifestyle, asking the Lord to forgive you. And yes, you can still ask Him to come into your life, come into your heart. But it doesn't stop there, Lord. So I pray hearts to be softened, that they will come to true repentance, anyone that needs to truly repent and turn their life over to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And I just want to, just pray for everybody else. Pray for anyone that's homeless, that doesn't have a home. I want to pray that the Lord will provide blessings in your life, blessings to get you back on your feet. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for each and every one of them, everybody that's listening right now. And I ask this all in your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So my challenge to each and every one of you this week is not to be the one to cast a stone at your brother and sister, but also in the eyes of temptation, memorize scripture. So two things, two challenges. Don't be the ones to cast the first stone. You're not free from sin. Bring them through a proof of prayer, of love. I'm not saying that you have to be best buddies with anybody that's in the sin nature lifestyle. But pray for them. Most importantly, pray for them. Forgive them. If they're a brother or sister in Christ, and they know that they're in sin, and you pray for them, try to bring them back to the faith, with others, of course. Don't want to just try to do it by yourself, because you don't want to be pulled into that lifestyle also, or whatever's going on in their life. By sharing scripture, by loving them where they're at. My second challenge for each and every one of you is to memorize scripture. Memorize scripture. So that way, when the enemy comes, not even in temptation, but if you're with someone and someone's struggling with something, or they're homeless or something, they're struggling with a certain thing, maybe not even sin, and scriptures that can comfort them or help them, you'll be able to write them down. You'll be able to give it to them. You'll be able to share it with them right then and there. I want to thank you all so, so much. Please share this. Please follow. Because without your help, what I'm doing is void. If I have no one to talk to, no one to partner up together to share the gospel, to share the message of salvation to others. Because my one main concern and main reason for this channel is to help those that are struggling, help those that don't know Jesus, and help those that are struggling to come back to Jesus, and to help disciple others, and to help even my brothers and sisters that are already, are doing what they need to do for the Lord, to help them in their lives, to help disciple them, to help encourage them. That's why I have this podcast show. That's the purpose of it. Not just talking about any news or topics, but sharing the word with you, praying for you all, loving on you all, and just being there for you all. I want to thank you so much. You'll have a blissful night, day, morning, afternoon, whatever it is, wherever you're at. God bless. Take care. I will catch you all next time. Bye-bye.